in our show today...
Well, what episode is this first? I mean, come on, dude.
Okay, episode 20.
We're at 20 shows already. Can you believe that?
A-A-R. 20 shows.
Yeah.
Hey, we're at 20.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, what a journey.
Did I think we'd be here?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we did.
Of course.
Yeah. It's been fun.
It has been fun. Our journey is just beginning. I was thinking about our podcast the other day and thinking about, you know, where we want it. And we are not where we want it because realistically, we can't get there until we get all these people that we want to interview in and interviewed. And today's not really helping us, but today we're going to do a show on the NAR.
Something relevant, actually.
It is relevant to today right now.
Yeah.
In the media, the NAR has come out with...
And that's the National Association of Realtors.
That is correct. They came out with a ruling on how real estate agents are going to get paid. And we're going to talk about it from how we believe it's going to impact clients.
Yes. And just to clarify, the NAR actually settled this huge lawsuit. I'm closer to the mic now. Can the audience hear me? Can you hear me in the other country that you have yet identified?
Ooh,
yeah.
We are in two countries.
Yeah, we are in two countries. Maybe three for all we know. I don't know. Yeah, so that settlement of that lawsuit, they were going to fight it, but I think they realized that it was a losing battle, so they settled. They cut their losses, but now the media has really kind of, like, in my opinion, blown things out of proportion on this thing. And
well, that's what the media always does. They blow things out of proportion, especially in – we get this in our business all the time as lenders. They talk about rates. And they have no freaking clue on what they're talking about with rates. They don't know how rates are actually derived.
No. Yeah, so the media gets all – when rates are low, you know, the media is like, oh, the rates are super low, and then everybody's expecting a certain thing because that's what the media is saying when the reality is completely different because there's all these factors that go into determine rate, like credit, loan-to-value, just to name a few.
Well, and how rates work.
Yep.
I mean, one of the biggest deciding factor in how rates move is – mortgage-backed securities in the bond market, but what the biggest deciding factor is inflation in the jobs market. It's not whether or not the Fed is moving the rate up and down. Yes, that does inadvertently help or hurt rates, but inflation and other factors are way bigger. That is totally off topic, and I'm going to stop talking about this.
No, but you're making – we're coming full circle to the point. So the point we're trying to make on that – excuse me. Much like the media has blown stuff with rates out of proportion, I think they're really blowing this NAR thing out of proportion. The reality is most of the buyers out there barely have enough money for a down payment. And now the media is saying, well, now you as the buyer have to pay your agent's commission to have them represent you. Or they're basically telling the sellers, hey, you don't have to pay commission to the buyer's agent anymore. But that's all negotiable, right?
It's all negotiable, and they will. It is going to put a lot bigger more responsibility to the buyer's agent.
Actually,
in negotiation.
And the interesting thing is, the state of Washington actually implemented all of this in 2019. They saw this coming. They had the foresight to get out ahead of this very thing. So. They've already been implementing a lot of this, and they've already been disclosing to the buyers and to their sellers what their options are. So this really, in my opinion, is not going to change significantly how realtors are doing business in our state.
Our state has been implementing this already for a while. And,
yep.
You know, it is good to be transparent. It's bringing transparency.
I was going to say the same thing.
And between the real estate agent and their clients. And transparency is a good thing. What you need to really look for in a real estate agent is somebody who knows what they're doing and somebody who realizes that this is new and this is here to stay, and they need to educate you on that.
Yeah, and I think one of the things Ryan and I talked about doing is getting a realtor roundtable together and inviting some of the more seasoned real estate agents into a roundtable session and find a way to record it so we can actually present this in a podcast format. I think it'd be really good to like have a Q&A session so we can get the actual people who are in the trenches dealing with this on a daily basis. And we are indirectly dealing with this because now, of course, people who aren't really understanding how all of this works are coming to us. Well, we'll just roll it into the loan. It's not that easy, folks. You can't just take...
You're not rolling 2.5, 3 points into a loan.
No.
You already have closing costs that are anywhere, usually between 2 and 3 points.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not going to be... We're not going to be upping the loan amount and your loan to value. Dear realtors who aren't aware of this, that think that we're just going to go ahead and shoulder the burden of your commission and increase their LTV, that's not going to happen.
That is not going to happen.
No.
Sorry.
Yep. But we do have ways to get creative around that. And Ryan and I are talking about some ways that we can help you navigate that through what we have available and provide some counsel on that. But yeah, that's so reach out to us and sit down and we'll have conversations with you about that. But getting to the NAR lawsuit, that's big news coming out. But I personally think, like you, it's going to be really great for transparency, and it's going to weed out a lot of the bad actors in the real estate industry. Yeah. And the pros are going to rise to the top and really shine. And that's who we really want to, be working with, real estate agents who take this business seriously, who are full-time, who, are really out there serving the clients, because that's the foundational principles of what we stand on, servant's heart.
Yeah. Let's talk about this from a buyer and a seller standpoint. Let's talk about the seller standpoint first. If you're a seller and you're interviewing real estate agents and you are dead set on not paying the buyer side, I think it really depends on what price point you're in. Mm-hmm. If you're in a price point, like around here, our price points for first time home buyers are, to say crazy, but all the way up from zero to probably $650,000 or $700,000.
That's insane to think about. That's entry-level housing here.
Entry-level.
Yeah.
If you're in that entry-level housing, your buyer pool, for the most part, like you said earlier, are going to have anywhere from 3.5% to 5% down. They're not going to have the extra funds to use to pay their real estate agent. So if they can't pay their real estate agent, what does this promote? It promotes dual representation, which I think in the real estate world is one of the worst things you could possibly do.
Yep.
If you're a buyer and you're going to go directly to the listing agent and think that they're going to represent you because you're going to save money by doing that, you are sadly mistaken, because you will have no representation.
We'll go right back to the 90s. That's how it used to be done in the 90s. Buyers really never did have representation, so everything was really driven by the listing agent. And so buyers weren't told about home inspections and given counsel on, you know, things to look out for to protect them, because they don't want to be walking into a money pit of a home. It might be, you know, like a lot of I love real estate investors, but yeah, the house flippers that slap lipstick on a pig and leave all these underlying issues for the new buyer to deal with and
who hide things.
Yeah. It's like wrapping up a box of dog poop in some really beautiful wrapping paper and ribbon and presenting it to somebody as a present. You're like, oh, wow, look at this great gift. And then you open it up and it's just a pile of crap. Yeah. Like, so, you know, buyer beware, right? You have to do your due diligence as a buyer. And that's how buyer's agents help, especially new homeowners who know nothing about the process. And this is arguably going to be one of the biggest events in their life, let alone the biggest purchase in their life, is buying a home. So if you don't have somebody representing you and have your best interest from a representation standpoint, you're doing yourself a disservice. And to that point, I think that dual agency thing on the listing side, because they're ultimately going to protect their seller first and foremost. That's who they're legally obligated
to protect. Only person they're going to protect.
Yes.
Depending on who you're talking to, they might try and talk you out of inspection. Oh, we already had an inspection. Guess what? Do your own inspection with your own inspector that is probably going to be referred to you by your buyer's agent.
Mm-hmm.
Don't rely on some third-party inspector that you don't have any representation with.
And then what happens when you find like a repair item from an appraisal? Let's say there's a leaky window with a bad sill, or they found some, you know, a non-functional furnace. And are you going to be able to negotiate on your own behalf to get those items fixed, or, you know, the price amended accordingly to help cover that cost for you? Highly unlikely if you don't have representation.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I think the lawsuit is good in some aspects in terms of, you know, transparency and, you know, really needing to find a good agent. And honestly, that's where we can come in. We have a lot of agents that we work with that we could help you find an agent that is going to be working hard for you.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that I want to kind of dive into on this is with fintech, and, you know, I kind of feel like Zillow and Redfin have kind of been like these sleeping giants just kind of waiting in the wings here for this lawsuit to settle out.
Well, I almost wonder, did this lawsuit come from them?
Yeah. Were they the ones that stirred the pot or became market disruptors to help their own gain? I don't know. We don't have any evidence of that, but boy.
But if you're them, you're thinking, oh, we're just going to set a flat fee of $1,000 and your representation is one of our agents that you only have to pay $1,000 to. Guess what? That person is not a professional and they're not going to help you.
You know what I could see happening, actually? I could see kind of like that flat fee listing model where the listing side of things goes to just a small fee to get your house listed with photos and everything. And then, you know, the internet markets it for you, or, you know, Zillow or Redfin. And then you're going to have the professional real estate agents representing the buyer. So the commission that gets paid out will actually be on the buy side with a small flat fee on the front end. I could see that happening, but
it's still bad representation.
It's still bad representation because you know, just in sitting an open house with one of our former guests, with Matt Means, with Remax Northwest out of Gig Harbor, he was like literally like going through all of the stuff that they have to do on the listing end to help market a property to get it sold. And they actually spent a lot of their own money up front before they're not even guaranteed a sale. So like all the time up front and time they invest, they hire professional photographers, they hire stagers, they promote it in magazines. Like we have a $2.8 million listing we're co-branding on. Like he's got it in all of these like high-end magazines that are syndicated nationally to attract buyers. And that's money out of his own pocket to market this dang thing.
Who you work with matters.
Yes.
Who you listen to matters.
Yep.
Like find a professional and vet them.
Yeah. And if you need help finding a professional, hey.
We're professionals.
What has two thumbs and can refer you a professional? This guy. These guys. Four thumbs, I guess.
Four thumbs.
Yeah. Yeah. So, this has kind of been the hot button topic for the last few weeks. And we, Ryan and I really felt we needed to chime in on this and kind of give our two cents on it. Now, from going from how we're seeing it, like a, you know, bird's eye view of how we see things going with real estate and everything, I really don't think things in our market are going to change a lot. Do you?
No, because it's already been happening.
Yeah.
We've already implemented things that this lawsuit came out and said.
Yeah.
We have already had the transparency. Look, to me, it all boils down to if you want to sell your house, sell it with a professional.
Yeah.
And yes, real estate commissions are part of that on both sides. Don't try and skimp and save because nobody's going to buy your house. You're actually going to lose money.
Folks, don't trip over dollars to pick up nickels. It isn't worth it.
No, I don't like nickels. I like dollars a lot better.
Yeah. You know, case in point, I've talked to multiple agents. They show you when you try to sell a house on your own without a listing agent, you're typically not getting potentially the full value of the home that you could be getting. So by the time you factor in a real estate commission and they get you way more than you could ever get with their marketing, you end up netting more in the end by using a professional anyway.
Yeah, let's say the real estate agents on both sides cost you 6%. They're probably going to make you 10%. So let's just call it a net 4. A net 4 on $800,000 is real money.
Yeah.
Don't scrimp. Don't do FSBOs.
Yeah. Leave the FSBOs to the investors. So from the lending perspective, now let's talk about it from our end of it. So I think that there's a huge opportunity for education at our end on this. And we really haven't seen any changes in Fannie or Freddie guidelines at this point to really account for that. So I don't really see that changing, being able to say, oh, yeah, we're going to include the real estate commission and we can roll that into the loan as like a higher loan to value, which ultimately is going to impact the buyer anyway if they were to do something like that, because now they're losing equity in their home right out of the gate just to service a commission.
Yeah. I think, again, finding a professional on both ends and finding professionals that work well together, I think coming into the future is going to be a huge benefit to the buyers and sellers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, Ryan and I, we have access to some pretty amazing programs where we can help ease some of that burden. So like this 1% down program that we have, they can get up to, I think it's a $4,000 credit towards closing costs. So that right there.
Towards our down payment.
Towards our down payment.
It's not closing costs.
That's right. It's towards our down payment. Towards our down payment, but which basically saves them money that they can apply towards closing costs. So the accounting wise.
You get the seller to pay for that too.
Yeah. You get the seller to pay for that. We've got, even on refinances now, we can do up to a certain amount cash back with Freddie on refinances where it's not considered a cash out refinance.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of different products and programs out there that we can help navigate all this stuff with. And I think really ultimately it comes down to education. So guys, look, if you are just hanging on every word the media says about this, you gotta actually talk to the people who are boots on the ground in the thick of this day in and day out. You really need to talk to a professional, have them, you know, pull the veil back on this so they can really explain to you how this all works, because you're not going to get that by watching Fox News or CNN.
Or any news channel.
Yep.
I mean, the news throws such a negative spin on everything that we do every day. I personally stopped watching the news about 25 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I stay informed, but I don't get sucked into the news cycles anymore.
No, I look at the things that I need to look at.
Yeah.
I use the interwebs that we have.
Yep.
And I look at specific things, but, you know, every once in a while, Channel 7 or something will be on, the news will be on in the background, and people, it's hideous. It'll just make you angry. Yeah. Makes me angry.
I know. I mean, when you watch the news, bro, you get madder than a bull with a mouthful of bees. It's crazy.
I hate it. I don't like bees in my mouth. I don't like getting stung. I don't like hearing about all the craziness in the world.
Yeah. Life's hard enough. We don't need the added stress, right?
Yeah. So a positive spin on this NAR thing. I think, you know, just doing your due diligence and finding the right people to work with. That's not a negative thing. This NAR thing doesn't have to be negative.
No. This can be a positive thing. I think, honestly, I think the wheat is going to separate from the chaff here. I think we're going to see the professionals rise up and really educate the buyers and the sellers in our market space. And we're going to see the pros taking more market share. I kind of feel like the same thing in lending. We've gone through this tumultuous 18 months here in the lending. Oh, well, actually almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
Where the rate environment's been honestly quite terrible, relatively speaking, to the prior 3 years, and has made things a lot more challenging. But we've seen a lot of the part-timers looking to make a quick buck leave the industry in droves, and guys like Ryan and I, who are full-time professionals.
And really excited about things.
Yeah, excited. Really excited. Super excited. Things. Yeah.
Like this podcast is a great example. You know, we've talked about it before, but starting this has been super fun, and we're excited about where it's going to go. If you've listened to our other podcasts, we thank you very, very much.
Yes.
The content that we have moving forward, I think, is going to be pretty awesome. And, you know, we're trying to get better every day.
Let's share it with, you know, I think we're pretty much wrapped up with the NAR stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I really want to talk about what you're talking about right now, which is our podcast show. And we've always talked about getting 1% better. Let's share with them some of the things that we've identified and the feedback we've gotten to this point that's going to shape how we do things moving forward. Like, okay. One thing I'm super excited about is we're going to be collaborating with our Podcast Simplified crew on building out a new studio. We've been told that it looks like we're broadcasting from the hull of a ship. Or, you know, a ship hole.
this is our ship hole. Welcome. Thank you for watching and listening. We've in doing this podcast, we've done a lot of looking at other people's podcasts and YouTube stuff.
A lot of research.
And, you know, ultimately, later on down the road, we want to build a new studio. We want to have, you know, it be a lot more warm and inviting. Throw some couches and some chairs in there, more of a relaxed feel.
Multiple camera angles, better lighting. Right now, it looks like I just got out of the hull of a ship after 6 months with this lighting.
And then really what we want to do after that.
Oh gosh, I'm excited about this.
We want to buy like an enclosed 7x14, 7x16 trailer and build our
cargo trailer.
Podcast studio and have people use it for their own podcasts.
Yeah, it'll be soundproofed. It'll have all of the studio equipment. We'll be able to broadcast internet from it. It'll have a fridge with some cold ones in it. Who knows? I might call it my nap studio. I don't know.
Yeah.
If we have a couple leather recliners in there, I have to go to a meeting.
Give us feedback on what you think about
yeah.
that. Would you use a mobile broadcast studio? Some of the ideas that we have, like we do Swing for a Soldier every year. And we want to take the mobile podcast studio, set it up on a tee box, and do a mobile podcast live event
yes.
for 4 hours at this tournament. So every group that comes through, we can ask them probably the same question, maybe different questions. But would you use something like that? Would you invest in paying a monthly subscription to do your own podcast in a studio that's set up?
Yeah.
Really cool.
Like the studio got delivered to your location for like an event. It could be a vendor event. So, you know, like home shows is a good example. So a lot of people set up vendor booths at home shows. How rad would it be to have a podcast studio and have Cisco come in and talk about gardening or, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, Ryan and I, you know, we're looking at building branches out in other cities, you know, starting in the, on the west side of the, not Cascades, but west side of the Rockies here.
The west side of the coast?
Yeah. The west side of Tacoma. The west side of the bridge, right? No, we're talking about being able to hop in the truck, tow the podcast studio down to the, whatever branch we open up, get the LOs and their realtors in there and have them use it for a week. You know, go drop it off for a week or two, have them get in there and do some recording sessions and then go pick it up and bring it back and move it on to the next one. I would love to tow that thing out to UWM and
oh my gosh.
Get Matt Ishbia in there. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That's a long tow.
It'd be worth it.
I don't know if it would.
I think it would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
here's what we got coming up next, guys. So we're going to work on – so a lot of the guests we've been wanting to get on the show we just haven't been able to get the schedules lined up. So one of the things that Ryan and I are going to do better, we're going to be super intentional with time blocking when we can are available to do shows. And then we're going to send a calendar invite out to all 60 of our guests we want to get on the show and start plugging them in. So you can expect more consistency with that. I'm out of COVID and running around Vegas, so I'm back and ready to rock and roll.
I never had COVID, thank goodness.
Yeah, gosh. I
also didn't run around Vegas for any amount of time.
45 miles on foot in, I think it was 4 days. Yeah, a little over 10 miles a day.
You can have Vegas.
My Shanks mares were beat.
I'm not into Vegas.
Yeah. Anyway, everybody, we want to thank you all for tuning in to our show, whatever platform you're on. You know where to find us. I mean, it's in our show notes. You hear it every week. Check us out.
Thank you very much. You can find us on allinuncensored.com, and there you can play us from wherever you want.
But yep.
If you hear this, you're already playing it somewhere, so
yeah.
I don't know why you say that.
And please share it with people in other countries. We want to be featured in 3 or 4 countries next week. You know what today is?
It's another great day.